Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Amanda Hankel, Assistant Editor for Quality Progress. This month, I'm speaking with the author of the January 2014 cover story, Breaking Down Barriers. Xu Lu is the Senior R&D Manager at Sun Edison Semiconductor in St. Louis. His article discusses big data and what quality professionals need to know as organizations begin to rely more heavily on big data analysis. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Xu.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
So you define big data in your article, but for listeners who may be unfamiliar with the concept still or who haven't read the article yet, can you begin by explaining what big data are?
Yes. Big data are a collection of data that exceed the processing capability of traditional data processing applications. The characteristics of big data can be summarized by three V's. The first V is volume. The amount of data stored in the world is growing exponentially. It reached 1.2 zettabytes in 2013. And will be at an estimated volume of 8 zettabyte by 2015. The second V is velocity. The rate of generating, collecting, and processing data is becoming faster and faster. The third V is variety. The sources of big data are now everywhere, and more data from people's daily actions are recorded and stored somewhere.
Okay. So what types of things can organizations and individuals learn from big data, or what can big data reveal that small data could not?
In the big data world, we can process huge amounts of data, and in some cases, all the data relating to a particular phenomenon. Using all data makes it possible to find connections and to explore details and subgroups. Big data give us freedom to check many hypotheses, and big data also reduce bias associated with sampling because data are collected quietly when people are conducting their day-to-day activities. All of those are fundamentally different from what we do in the small data world, where achieving total randomness in sampling is the key, but it is very difficult to do. And the random sampling does not scale easily to break results into subgroups. Furthermore, bias may slip into the sampling process. At the center of the big data is prediction, that is, applying mathematics to huge data sets to infer probabilities. In the big data age, vast data are available, and powerful computing power can quickly identify the optimal correlation proxies. The predictive analytics on big data are much more reliable than those based on the small data sets. Today, big data analysis is playing an ever-increasing role in decision-making in private and public sectors.
How has technology allowed big data analysis to be possible? What has changed or advanced in recent years that big data has become accessible, useful, and relevant to business today?
Let me answer this question from two perspectives. First, technology is giving us more power every day to collect and store huge amounts of data from almost everywhere. We now can collect data from the internet, phone records, meters, sensors, mobile devices, cameras, wireless sensor network, and so on. At the same time, the cost of data storage is dropping from about $1 million per gigabyte in the 1980s to just 10 cents per gigabyte by 2010. Secondly, the method of data mining and predictive modeling are rapidly improving. we are more and more capable of processing big data sets and carrying out predictive analytics.
Your article really delves into what quality professionals need to know as we transition into the big data world, including changing mindsets and gaining new skills. Can you talk a bit more about how the big data movement is affecting or changing quality professionals' jobs or their roles in organizations?
Traditionally, quality professionals put a lot of their efforts on collecting and analyzing small data sets and making decisions based on a combination of facts, reflections, and experience. This is going to change in the big data era, where computers will automatically collect a large amount of data, and decisions will be made, or at least confirmed, by big data analysis. Much of traditional job functions as a quality guard will be performed by computers, and the experience that quality professionals accumulate throughout their lives will lose some of its value. Therefore, quality professionals must learn new skills associated with big data, and they must know how to work cohesively with big data scientists, the specialists in data analysis, artificial intelligence, and statistics. They must keep current on government policies and regulations on big data, and they must expand their roles in their organizations, getting into the areas that big data cannot predict.
What would you say are some of the biggest challenges for quality professionals as they adapt to working with big data?
There are three major challenges for quality professionals. The first major challenge is changing the way they think about sample size, exactitude, and causality. In the big data age, we can collect a lot of data, or even all data, to make predictions. Therefore, we do not have to worry about individual data points, biasing the overall analysis. Correlation is the key in big data analysis. It provides probability, not certainty, and it tells us what, not why. In many cases, this fast and cheap non-causal analysis is big enough. The second major challenge is learning skills associated with big data, such as statistics, rudimentary predictive modeling, and basic computer programming. For statistics, tools for correlation and regression are the most important to grasp. In terms of predictive modeling, a decision tree is the method that they may want to learn first, because it is most popular among big data scientists. It is not nearly as complex as you might think. The third major challenge is expanding their roles in their organizations. They must be creative, not always follow the patterns that big data can recognize, and they must supplement their technical skills with abilities that are high concept and high touch. They must know how to create emotional beauty and how to tell convincing stories. They must know how to combine different ideas into something new and how to understand other people's emotions. They must know how to find joy in their lives that have purpose and meaning.
Can you discuss on a broader level, how will big data impact quality? How can it help improve the quality of products and services?
Data are becoming the new oil that fuels economic engines, and we can always extract value from big data's primary and secondary uses. In a world that datafies everything, organizations that master big data have a chance to outperform their competitors and widen their leads. My article lists some examples of big data and analysis applications. Just to show the tip of the iceberg, For example, many organizations use big data analysis in machine breakdown prediction, customer retention, product recommendations to customers, employee retention, health risk identification, target learning, and so on. Organizations who embrace big data can avoid many human mistakes when making decisions. They can predict customer needs, sometimes even before customers themselves have realized, and provide them with the products and services that meet or exceed their expectations. Big data are an important aspect of big quality in the 21st century, and every organization and individual who wants to survive and thrive has no choice but to embrace big data.
Well, thank you, Xu, for taking the time to talk today about the article.
Thank you.
Again, you can find the feature article, Breaking Down Barriers, in the January 2014 issue of Quality Progress Magazine, as well as at our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Amanda Henkel of Quality Progress Magazine, and thanks for listening.